this.
Yep.
It really is. It shows how you feel about the program.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest thing that we're getting from them is we wish it wasn't such a secret. We wish more people knew about the Honors College, how amazing, well, Raritan Valley as a whole, but today's conversation about the Honors College, we wish we knew about it earlier.
Yeah.
So now, again, we've been going out for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years now recruiting. I go to high schools both in the fall and the spring. We have information sessions on Raritan's campus. I speak at guidance counselor breakfasts. I'm here today on the radio with you.
Radio, yep.
We're so proud of what we do, and we would love to be able to share it with an even larger group of students. And so the feedback that we receive from our graduates is that we wish we could go back and brag to everybody about what you're doing. And that's, I take them up on it because I'll often bring back an Honors College student with me to their alma mater because they love to go back to their high schools and brag about the experience they're having.
Right.
And usually peer to peer is much more effective than having you know, an employee of the college or wherever it is working. But to have a former 100 Central student come back 2 or 3 years later to talk about, I went to Raritan Valley, and as a result, now I'm at an Ivy League school.
Right.
That's pretty powerful.
That's very powerful. I'm just a little I need to be clarified on this. When you said they need to know sooner, they didn't have a choice, right? I mean, they made their choice at that time. So who is it that was telling you, I wish I knew about this sooner? Is the students?
Well, it's the parents.
Oh, the parents.
The
okay.
parents. I think part of it is that the students, as you may know, in high schools, often the process of evaluating what college you're going to go to starts earlier and earlier now.
Right.
And it's often a junior year bleeding into your senior year.
Yep.
And then sometimes...
No, it starts at freshman.
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
Because you have to plan your whole schedule now.
Right. Is it graduating early or taking AP track? Or
right.
And so I think...
I get it.
So I think for some of those students, if they had known that the Honors College in Raritan Valley was such an amazing opportunity... It might have impacted things working back.
Yeah, I get it.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
We do a lot of co-curricular things. We take them on trips. We go to New York City.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the local affiliate of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer family-to-family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness.
That's quite an experience.
Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who's experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're playing the same sport. You're taking part in all the honors classes together. And so now, that's for me, it's one of the greatest things. I would hate to call it a science experiment, but sitting back, mixing students from all high schools, students who've never met each other before, and now to hear, you know what, this weekend we just hung out, mm-hmm. you know, group students from all over Hunterdon and Somerset County. You know, we went bowling, or we went to, you know, these different restaurants and things like that. It's very organic. Perhaps they come together at the beginning not knowing each other, but because the environment is so nurturing and so welcoming, they become fast friends. And like I said, the graduating class now, 3 years after leaving Raritan, are still in touch.
Yeah.
They're almost creating their own alumni organization, which is a wonderful thing.
And that is and has been the challenge of a community college. Because you don't have dorms, getting students to click together and become friends was always the challenge because it was very a commuter college type thing.
Sure.
So this I love that. It's more than an academic.
Absolutely,
inversion.
Absolutely. Academics are the common bond initially, but there's so much more to it.
All right. Well, here's the last question. Besides your contact information, when do you know you've made it?
When. That's a good question. I have to think about that.
All right, welcome to Talented People, 3:05 on January 11th. Happy New Year. I hope you're feeling all the joy that I am. I don't know why. It's just gorgeous out today in the central New Jersey area. This is Talented People. I'm excited to tell you about our guest that's here today. But while we're enjoying this weather, because it's broke, it's like 55 degrees out right now, I want to let you know if you happen to be in our area, a chance of showers tonight before 7 p.m., then rain likely, mainly between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m., cloudy with a low about 38. Chance of rain on Thursday, cloudy with a high about 58 again. Chance of rain pretty much before 1 a.m. on Thursday night. Patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low about 42. Partly sunny with a high of 46 today, on Friday. And then mostly cloudy with a low of 22 on Friday night. We start going down again. Saturday, chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high of only 32 and a low of 24 on Saturday night. Partly sunny with a high of 38 on Sunday, and then mostly cloudy with a low about 23 on Sunday night. Martin Luther King Day is this holiday weekend. It's partly sunny with a high of 41 on Monday, and then a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low about 31 on Monday night. So that's our forecast. This is Talented People. I want to introduce our guest. We're going to go to our quick break. We'll be right back with you. Her name is Valentina Jotovic, and she's with the Hunterdon Arts Academy of the Arts. And we've got an amazing bio to share with you. And I think you're really going to enjoy the conversation. Stay with us. We'll be right back. One commercial.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I really do hope you're having a great new year. It's kind of fun for us here at Talented People, streaming live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. We're getting ready to move into the new building on Main Street. It's a historic, beautiful place, and the studio is going to be, I don't know how, but a little nicer than here, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're in a real good mood around here. There's all kinds of boxes packed up, and our president of the chamber here, Chris Phelan, has got to be feeling pretty excited because it's been a long time in the making. So thanks for listening and making us number one. We appreciate that. Our guest today is Valentina Jotovic, and she's with the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts, and she's here to tell us about what's going on over there. She recently was named Entrepreneur of the Year by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'm just going to let you know a little bit about her. She's a professional flutist with a master's degree from Rutgers. Valentina has been co-owner and CEO of Flemington-based, again, Hunterdon Academy of the Arts since 2007. In addition, from 2011 to 2014, she also headed a sister institution called University, got it, of Music and Arts in Bethlehem, PA. Her work has enriched the lives of thousands of families and children who have attended the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts to benefit especially from its outstanding early childhood curricula. Is it Music Garten?
Yes.
Okay. And Acton Garten. You're going to tell us about that. And music lesson program. In recognition of her accomplishments and service to the community, she was recently again named one of 2016 top 10 movers and shakers by 100 and Happenings list. And so she's got so much more I'm going to share with you throughout the show on her bio here. But let's just start off, and why don't you just tell us a little bit more about yourself, because it's great to have you here, and congratulations on your awards.
Thanks, Jeannie. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate being here. I did get all these awards, but as I like to say, they're not just mine. They belong to my team. I have a fantastic group of instructors and administrators who help make all this happen at our school. We are one of the largest community music schools, performing arts schools. So we have almost 700 students at this point.
I can't believe it. I was reading that and I'm like, okay, so what is the region? Is it Hunterdon or is it statewide? Or
it's Hunterdon 700 County, yes. Kids. So we have a location in Lebanon and one in Flemington. So between these two locations, yes, 700 students.
Wow. And so how many years have you been operating since 2000? Is that what you said?
The school has been around since 1981. My husband and I took over in 2007. So it's our 10-year anniversary, and we celebrated 35 years of the institution itself last year.
So happy anniversary.
Thank you.
So, okay, so you took it over, and that's an amazing amount of kids, really. So tell us about exactly what you offer, first of all, there, so people know about the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts and exactly what you do there.
Absolutely. Well, most people in our community already know about us. As I said, we've been around for a long time. But we essentially offer music and acting classes and lessons for all ages and skill levels. So we actually start with babies as early as 3 months. They can come
3 months?
Yes. In our Mommy and Me program.
What do you teach them?
We teach them music activities. So it's really, they absorb a lot of information very early on in their life. And we teach the parents what to do at home, basically, when they spend a week away from us. They can listen to their music, and they babies use very simple instruments at first. And as they grow, we add more to their music education. But even at that level, we are slowly introducing note reading, ear training, music theory, but it's all a lot of fun. So,
I guess I would love that. I could just imagine how cute they must be, like watching them respond.
They're adorable, absolutely.
Do they go for a full day or hour, or how long are they there?
No, they typically come in once a week for about a half an hour to an hour as they grow. Then after they're done with, that's our music garden program.
That's amazing.
Our early
really?
Program.
Okay.
We also have an acting garden program for ages 3 to 4 and 5 to 6, and that's a whole different program. But yes, they have a blast as well. We have private music lessons. We have choirs. We have acting lessons, acting classes. So it's a very busy place. If you come in after 3 o'clock into our facility, it's just there's kids everywhere, and
that's
there's music
rewarding.
And all kinds of fun sounds coming in.
Love it. So, like, tell us a little bit about you, because I know you personally have been like around the world and done so much. So,
well, I am originally, I'm not from the United States. I was born in Serbia. Mm-hmm. I came over in 2001. So I received my bachelor's degree in music performance in Serbia. I studied in Budapest also. My mom is Hungarian, so I'm bilingual. I spent a year there. It's a fabulous city.
Wow.
You should all see it. Then I came here on an exchange program. I completed my master's degree at Rutgers University. Met my husband, got married. We bought a house in Hunterdon County. And then in 2007, we took over Cooper Music Studio, was the name of the school back then. And we've just grown the programs over the years. And, now we have two locations and many, many successful students, successful teachers, and we've learned a lot.
So what is an example of a successful student?
Well, that's a very good question. A successful student would be somebody who's very happy with their achievement, with just the progress they're making in our school. But also, some of our students win awards and already have played at Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center and Rutgers University.
Really? Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Yes, they're amazing, yes. But we also encourage students. It's not all about playing at Carnegie Hall.
Sure.
It's really about becoming the best you can be as a musician, as an artist. Just finding your own voice, finding your own passion, and that's what we're about, really, about focusing on what our students like to learn, not mm-hmm. just pushing our own agenda as music professionals on what they have to learn or what they should be learning. We actually have a system in place to make sure that we understand their learning preferences, that from day one we know what their goals are, and then we tailor our curriculum and our teaching to where they want to be, which is probably why many of them stay with us for many years.
Right. They have to be engaged by it, right, with their own passion. What about, just before we go to our break, it's already 3:14, what age do you serve up to? Is there, in case anyone is out there listening that says, oh, I want to get my child in here, I want my baby in here, or I'm maybe been contemplating this my whole life and I'd like to start. What age do you max at?
Even adults are welcome.
Really?
The majority of our students are up to age 18, but we have quite a few adults in the program who are just having a blast.
Fascinating. All right. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. We're going to go to our first break. It's January 11th, and our guest in studio is Valentina Jotovic, and she's the CEO and founder, right, of the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts. So we're going to go to the break real quick. It's just three short commercials, and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to the show and good afternoon. It's 3:17 on January 11th. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's Talented People. We appreciate you listening so much. It's been an amazing couple years here. Like I said, we're all excited because our studio is moving into a beautiful new building in Flemington, in one of the most gorgeous old 200-year-old houses. Beautiful building. So everything's being packed up, just kind of letting you feel into what we're up to over here. And then along the way, Laura Cummins, who works here at the Chamber, she's like Miss Everything. She told me about our guest today, Valentina Jotovic, who is the CEO again of Hunterdon Academy of the Arts. And she was recently awarded two different awards. One was the 2016 Entrepreneur of the Year by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and then also Top 10 Hunterdon County Movers and Shakers of 2016 by Hunterdon Happening. And so when, you know, it's just great to have you here. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Jeannie. It's a pleasure.
It's fun to hear about, you know, the successes of our county and the amazing services that you offer. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about the academy first, and then also how you think that this all contributed to you earning these two very prestigious awards?
Well, I think that we have a tremendous amount of support in the community by our families and students. As I mentioned earlier, some of our students have been with us for 8 or 10 years. We've seen them grow from when they were babies and toddlers in our early childhood music program to now playing in our rock bands, right?
So that's incredible. Oh, fun. Love it.
So it's really tremendous. But it's been a pleasure serving so many students. We've learned a lot about our community in particular and what the needs of our students are, what the needs of our families are. I think we have recruited amazing instructors. That's also part of our success. My husband and I have been growing the school and really researching the best marketing strategies, figuring out the latest trends in education. We constantly do research and try to serve, the needs of a constantly evolving population in our county and in general. So what else has contributed to it? I think I just have an amazing team of people. I'm passionate about learning. I'm passionate about what I do. And it's just been such an honor to be recognized with two awards this past year. And I'm just very fortunate to be able to do what I love doing. And that's basically, my story.
Well, it's nice. I love the way you share it with your office and don't take all of the credit because it's a team that you guys have worked together to get. And your husband sounds like a just great guy.
Yes.
Sounds like a very supportive person. What does he do?
He actually works at Rutgers University. He has a full-time job, and he's my sounding board. So because I do so many things at school at Hunter Academy of the Arts, at the end of the day, you want to sit down and talk to somebody who understands. He's also a musician. He has actually 2 degrees in 2 doctorates in music. So
wow.
He understands exactly wow. what I do and how to help me. So he's incredibly valuable in that way. But also, just having talented staff members, people who want to contribute creatively. At Hunter Academy of the Arts is an environment where we encourage new ideas, creativity. We base our teaching philosophy on multiple intelligences theory developed at Harvard University originally. And before I get too scientific about it, essentially we want to know the best way for students to learn. How do you learn best? How do you process information? How can we teach you that makes sense to you? Now, that applies to students, but that also applies to our faculty and staff. So I want to know what our faculty's special talents are. What do they care about? What is their personality and how we can match them with the right students and just make sure that everybody can shine in their job. So it's a very, very rewarding experience to just see not just our students grow, but also our teachers.
The staff.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I love hearing their feedback. I love hearing their ideas. And as I mentioned before, I am a team player, and I love hiring people who are smarter than me so that they can contribute with their own ideas and I can learn from them. But I also, I'm a sounding board for them, just like my husband is for me.
Wow.
And I can say, okay, so.
It's pretty profound out there if you're listening. I love that. You like hiring people who are smarter than you so you can learn from them, which is a huge, huge thing is to go to the respect.
Yes.
You respect your employees, obviously, tremendously. So you get to actually grow by having them there instead of being like a micromanager.
Exactly. I try my best.
That sounds like it. Really, that might be award-winning in itself, what you just said.
Thank you.
Been doing this for a long time. Our listeners out there have been listening for a long time, too. And it's nice when you have that aha moment. But go ahead. So, and your husband is to you, which is really sweet that you said that, too.
Yeah. Well, it sounds all magical and wonderful, and it is in many ways, but it's also hard work. So we have put in huge amount of effort into perfecting our systems. When you come to our school, everything seems to be flowing and everything is very organized. But behind the scenes, we have checklists and to-do lists and systems and software, a variety of tools that we use behind the scenes that make all this happen so that, with limited number of staff members, we can achieve a lot. So that's something also that we emphasize with our faculty and staff, smart use of technology, just figuring out ways to get things done quickly and also It's in our plan to open another location in the near future, hopefully. So we've put in an effort to make all our systems and our procedures portable and applicable to other, you know, schools where we, other communities we go to.
What about, like, can you tell us, like, a little example of a day, a typical day in the life of you and, you know, your the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts?
Well, I usually get up at 7 in the morning and start by checking my emails and just going through any possible emergencies that I have to handle. I do a lot of reading. I study business books, marketing books, again, educational trends and you know, just I follow scientific research as much as possible to be able to guide my instructors. Hunterdon Academy of the Arts Flemington location opens at 9 in the morning, and at that point our staff starts picking up the phones, and we get a lot of phone calls about our programs. This is one of the busiest times of the year for us. This is our second highest recruiting season.
Why is that? New Year's resolution or something?
Possibly. You know, September is our highest recruiting season normally because it's the start of the school year. But then again, January, I think probably because it's the new year. The
housebound. You know, maybe,
possibly.
You know, they're not going outside as much. So they're thinking, what can I learn inside?
Right? Yes. That makes a lot of sense, yeah. Which, you know, makes sense. We also get a lot of adults at this time of the year, so that, you're right, it's New Year's resolutions.
That's so cool. So, okay, so then what happens after that? You start, you know, like you do both of the centers, both on 148 on Main Street in Lebanon, right? And then you have Minneakoning or Minneakoning or whatever everybody wants to call it.
What we like to say, we're in the Goddard School building in Flemington.
There you go. That's easy enough for everybody to know that happens to be around. So do both facilities offer both music and acting? Is there anything else? And you also have an after-school program you want to talk about.
Yes. So most of our classes happen in the afternoons, after 3 p.m. and on Saturdays all day. In the mornings, we have just early childhood programs, so baby classes, toddler classes, preschool classes. So midday, usually there's a little bit of quiet time, and we get to respond to all the email correspondence, you know, just manage our email correspondence. And then after 3 o'clock, it becomes very loud. And yes, we have acting classes and private lessons in music and acting happening all simultaneously. So we offer lessons up until 9 o'clock at night.
Do you really?
So
Monday through Friday, what day are you closed?
Monday through Friday. In Lebanon, we're open Monday through Thursday and Saturdays. In Flemington, we're open Monday through Friday and Saturday all day.
Wow.
So if you ever stop by on a Saturday afternoon, you'll hear our rock bands practicing. So we have a program, a relatively new program. It's called Rock Plus, and they're having a blast at that time. Our acting programs are usually on Wednesday afternoons and Friday afternoons. Most of our schedules are booked about 80%. So most of our teachers are teaching back-to-back lessons every afternoon. And what else can I tell you? There's a choir. We have recitals coming up. It's an exciting time of the year.
So recitals, tell us about that. Do you actually have them open to the public? Or where do you do? Tell us about that. Like,
they are, actually. Anybody interested in coming out can come to Stanton Reformed Church this Saturday, anytime between 9:30 in the morning and 9 p.m. We actually have what we call our marathon recital days, when we have 1 hour recitals back to back. We have almost 300 students performing this Saturday and next Saturday.
Wow.
I know. It's a lot.
So, and that's at the Stanton Reformed Church?
In Stanton. So that's about
how long
minutes.
Does it go from 9 in the morning to what time?
To about 8:30 or 9 p.m. So we have a schedule for this coming Saturday and next Saturday. So the 14th and the 21st, we will be there all day long and listen to
so glad I asked.
All kinds of music.
Oh, love it. That's so cool. So can you just tell us a little bit about, like, say a parent or someone out there has someone in mind that they really never thought about being proactive in this way, but they kind of saw a little talent in the kid or something, if they're an actor or if they're a singer. Mm-hmm. Can you give some tips on, like, why they should pursue it, or what a person comes into your office asking you on the first day?
Absolutely. Well, Do we have 5 hours?
So yeah, actually, you know what? I want everybody out there to know. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:28. And thanks again for listening. Our guest, so you're listening to, her name is Valentina Jotovic, and she is the CEO and founder of the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts. There's two locations, one at 148 Main Street in Lebanon and one next to the Goddard Center in Flemington. And I want to, before, we're not going to go to the break. I'm allowed to blow off the weather and the news if I want to. It's optional, so I'm doing that right now because I want to be able to continue our conversation. But I do want to mention that she's having an open house that is mostly for their class, what are your students? Is that what you call them?
Yes.
Okay. But it's open to the public on February 11th from 9 to 1 at the Flemington location. So if you're interested, you can always find the archives. This show rewinds 3 or 4 times for the next 2 days. We get the archives up pretty quickly. Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce always has them. And so you can replay this or share it if you're finding it of interest. So Valentina, you were going to tell us about, like, what it's like when someone comes into your office, and or if someone out there is listening and says, you know, I never really thought about pushing this.
Well, we can imagine that you want to start lessons. Have you ever thought about trying a musical instrument?
I did try the piano, and I was, okay. I've been really into it. I'm not a singer, but I wish I could sing, but I love your rock star band thing. I'm like all into it. Okay. And I know my kids are interested in this too. So
what made you stop playing, or do you still play?
I just actually moved when I was a kid, and that was the only reason why. I do still play very, very, you know, not, I never learned enough, but it was just fun, and my parents happened to get transferred, so.
Okay.
Good question.
Well, it's important that you keep music in your life, and we do have people coming in and saying, oh, I wish I never stopped playing. I wish my child would take this and turn it into a passion. So what we like to do is just get some basic information and find out why you want to study what you're coming in to find out about. So if it's acting, what makes you interested in acting? What makes you passionate about it? What are your goals? Do you want to be on Broadway? Do you want to just be developing your public speaking, you know, abilities? Do you want to get the main role in your school musical? What is it that you want to achieve?
And then, so it's really personal.
It is very personal. It's, you know, customized. We don't want to teach you how to play Bach if you are into blues. Hmm. So we want to find out why you are here. Why are you at our door? And why are you asking for all this? And very often, people don't actually have the answer until we ask them the question. And then they start
thinking
about
it. I never even thought
about
the fact that I moved until you just asked as an example. Go ahead. Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we try to do. So once we know what your goals are, then we try to match you with the right instructor, with the right program, guide you along that process, and not just throw you into a room and say good luck. So we really try to tailor all that to your needs. We ask about your scheduling, about your availability, about your other activities. How much time do you realistically have to practice or to dedicate to your acting studies? We troubleshoot if you are not available on Saturdays and our teacher or the teacher of your choice is there on that day. So we really are your partners in this whole process. We are in it for the long haul, and we want you to succeed. We like to say to our parents, we know you're not bringing your child here so he would quit in 6 months.
Right.
We want you to succeed. We want your child to succeed. So the best thing to do is really relate to the interests of that child and then throw in the activities that he or she may not
be challenged
that he needs. But we do throw in, you know, proper technique and exercises that will help them become better.
Mm-hmm.
But again, balancing it with a repertoire that they are interested in. And of course, not all of it is easy. And that's part of our guidance process. We explain to our parents that there will come a day when it's beautiful and sunny outside and you don't feel like playing the piano and you don't feel like practicing. But that's okay. There will, you know, we will go through those periods as well and get you excited about the recitals and get you excited about a new piece of music that you're playing, or just constantly helping, maybe even just a part
in a play that the person's always aspired to be in or something. Exactly. I'm thinking in my head about the similarities to like sports psychology in a way. If there's the definitely this, you know, parents are either like the soccer moms or dads or whatever you want to call it, putting the pressure on them, and then the statistics of them dropping off are really bad. They're terrible by like the age of 13 because sometimes the kids don't feel like it's their own thing. And so I'm totally on your channel here. And it's just interesting to me because I didn't, you know, I just never really thought about the arts as far as the music and acting goes. You know, although my family in Bucks County, I have three nieces that are very heavily into the performing arts over there. So I'm right there with you. But I love the way that you're talking about that. So do you have classes that you kind of take that customized child that you're kind of training, really, with the highest level of credentials, with some of the like Harvard-backed, you know, research, and then I guess you try to find their particular strengths, help them with those that they're not really good at but need to develop, and then you also put them with other kids into the recitals so that they have to actually implement all of what you've been working on, right?
Well,
how does that work?
It's an excellent question, and there are many layers to it. So the first thing that's important to understand is that many of our students are involved in a private lesson program. So that's a one-on-one lesson with their teacher, so it's just really tailored to their needs. When they play in the
recital, awesome.
Yeah.
Love
it's,
that.
It's perfect because we go at their speed of learning, and we can speed up or slow down as needed. In a recital, they get to play on their own or with their teacher or with an accompanist or maybe with one other peer. We do have group programs, of course, where a whole choir will perform together and they breathe and live together. I mean, it's just amazing. And that's a different experience.
It is amazing.
That builds their team building skills, and they are just, they learn to be more flexible. They learn to be more understanding, accepting of their peers, and just very supportive. That said, when they, as they make progress, we challenge them just enough to not be complacent and not to just always play the same songs over and over again. So our teachers over time learn about their students and what their personality is like, and they know when somebody is not in a mood to play that day or when they should be given a piece that's a lot more difficult than what they think they can master.
Right.
And that's part of the process. It's really an amazing relationship that many of our teachers develop with their students, where they know them and they know how far somebody wants to go and whether or not they would enjoy playing at Carnegie Hall, whether or not that means something to them. But just to throw in a little bit of science, many people say to us, oh, I am tone deaf and I can't learn how to play. It's not typically not true. Only about 6% of the population is tone deaf. Everybody else can be trained.
Really?
So, yes, you can look it up. So
that means that
with enough training and proper guidance, you can actually master an instrument or you can be a good singer. It takes a while to develop your vocal cords and to really train yourself to sing in a choir or to sing a solo. Your voice may not respond right away, but after a while, after proper exercises and the right music for you to sing, you can get there. So
like if anyone's out there saying that, you know, oh, I want to do something for the new year 2017, but I can't sing, you could actually come to you and have training and then eventually perfect this. Is
absolutely
that right?
Absolutely.
I'm on board. I want to do it.
That's great.
Oh, I love it. No. So you were saying before, which I liked as well, the fact that, you know, sometimes you have the student, like you said, sing a song that works for them or play a different song to keep them from doing the same thing to kind of expand that and keeping them engaged. It's, you know, cool. And so do you have a success story type of thing where that you can remember someone actually really perfecting their skill by something that you all did over there that you recall as being something really extra special for you?
Absolutely. We have, for example, one of our students, Selena Zhang. She is, I think, 9 years old now. She's adorable. She played at Carnegie Hall last year and the year before. And she is...
What'd she play?
She plays the violin.
Oh, my gosh.
And her brother, actually, Kevin, is playing this year. He qualified to play as part of the Royal Conservatory Music Development Program, which we are a founding school of. And it's a program based in Canada. It's a graded exam program, and some of our students who are into classical music take those graded exams. And those who score in the top 10% get to play at Carnegie Hall.
So 9 years old, this person and her brother both?
Yes. Oh, well, her brother is younger. Forgive me, I forget how old he is exactly, but they are extremely successful. We have students who, just perform for their own enjoyment. There are open mic nights locally. We have a successful choir called the True Voice Project that's for grades 7 through 12. They actually crashed the Hunterdon Holiday Parade in December and did a little flash mob there with their portable microphones and so forth. So that was a lot of fun for them. We also have a show kids choir for grades 2 to 6, and they sing Disney songs that incorporate a little bit of movement and acting and so forth. But most importantly, it's, everybody measures success differently. We know that most of our students will not become professional musicians. I mentioned that on many occasions, and that's okay.
Right.
There are numerous benefits of music training, and many of our students know about that. I think if you even Google it, you can find a lot of information about the brain development and improving math scores.
Absolutely.
Because you're a musician. So everybody finds something else, some personal reason why they want to play an instrument. But for us as teachers, I think most importantly, we want to get to the point where playing music is something that you enjoy doing, that you're passionate about, that even if you are a doctor and you get home after a stressful day, you sit down at the piano and you can just forget about everything else, and you can just play your music and get lost in that music. But in order to get there, you have to practice your skills at some point, and you have to be challenged properly, and you have to play the right music. But bottom line is, it doesn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that many people don't understand. Our community does, obviously, because we have students who stay here for many years. But sometimes we have people asking, how many lessons will it take until I'm good at
right?
Well, how many years do you have? I mean,
it's always
perfecting it.
Sure. And like, what you said, about just the percentages of who actually becomes a star or something. If you think about the sports thing again, just because you go out for cheerleading, which I wasn't expecting to be a Cowboys cheerleader or anything. There's certain ones that want to be stars. And then there's that whole, just it's a good thing to do for your mental health, for your development, for everything else that you're going to go to in your life. And I love what you say as far as the doctor example, coming home at night and just wanting to play the guitar or something and just relaxing.
Exactly.
Music is awesome. And what about the acting side?
Well, we have an amazing group of acting instructors. We take a different approach in training our actors. Some acting programs focus on the performance aspect of acting. So it's all about being on stage. It's all about remembering your lines and figuring out what to say and dressing up and so forth. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we want to get you to be comfortable on stage. So once you are comfortable with who you are, once you understand your emotions, once you know how to behave in social situations, which is sometimes a challenge for younger generations,
sure.
Then you can go out on stage and be yourself and just say your lines, and it sounds so natural and so amazing. So that's our approach.
Ooh.
We focus on the educational aspects of acting, and then if you want to be on stage and you want to do bigger, better things, that's perfectly fine. But we give you the technique, we give you the background, we give you the comfort, the confidence. And if you look at our students before they go through the acting program and after, you will just notice this tremendous change in their body language. And they're just standing there on stage and they're... It's like
not
they're in their living
fun.
Room.
I'm going to add another thing to your probability list of why it's so popular in this January. It's probably also because media is so popular and everybody knows they can be a star if they want to. So I don't know what percentages you have between the music side and the acting side, but I wouldn't doubt for a second that people who are listening are thinking, you know what? I didn't know I could even go to Hunterdon Academy of the Arts and learn how to be an actress or perform or do anything like that.
Yes. Well, there's, we offer so many different programs that it's sometimes a challenge to understand everything that we do. And you asked a good question earlier, are we open all day? How does this work? So, no, we are an after-school program. Most of our students come in once or twice a week, and some of them are involved in both music and acting.
Oh, really?
Or they take private lessons and are in our rock band and take private lessons and sing in a choir. So some of them really enjoy being there many times a week. Some of them just come in once a week, and that's fine because they have other activities they have to attend to. But the thing is, we want them to be at home when they come to us. We want them to be relaxed when they're there. That's the best way to learn. When your mind is open, when you trust the teacher, when you trust the institution, when you know you're in good hands, and when you know that you're not just learning something that somebody else wants you to learn, but you're learning something that you can be good at. And many of our students start just out of curiosity, and then we train them as if they are professionals. If you decide to be a professional musician or actor at age 18, it's probably too late. So we want to train you properly.
Wow.
So if you wake up at age 13, 14, or 18 and you say, oh, my God, I want to actually be a music major, I want to attend a prestigious acting school, you can actually do that. We can get you there. But in the meantime, it's important that we balance fun and education.
Oh, well, it sounds like so much fun. I'm, like, loving the whole conversation. I think it must be – it sounds like a really awesome place to go. Like, that just – like, I'm fun.
I love it.
I thought you do, and I'm sure all the kids – 700 of them right at this point, too. This is Talented People again. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:45 on January 11th. Thank you so much for listening in. Our guest is Valentina Jotovic, and she is the CEO and founder of the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts. And I want to remind everybody out there that – she just won two awards. That's part of the reason that she's on the air today here, 2016 Entrepreneur of the Year by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and then also one of the top 10 Hunterdon County Movers and Shakers of 2016 by Hunterdon Happenings. So I think that we're both getting, you and me, meaning our listeners out there and me, an idea of why she won those awards, because it's like all good. And congratulations again for both of those.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to the break. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening again.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules,
station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inchamberradio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we're already wrapping up our show here on January 11th. It's 3:48 in the afternoon. We have about 10 minutes left. And I hope you're enjoying my conversation as much as I am with our guest, Valentina Jotovic of the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts. I didn't even know, honest to God, they were there. I am so, like, ashamed of myself because the services that you're offering, both for the acting and the music, in addition to so much other personalized, customized, and really extraordinary. I'm just so glad that we have a chance to meet and to congratulate you on those big awards that you got. You got, again, the 2016 Entrepreneur of the Year from the Hunterdon County Chamber, and then you also got the top 10 Hunterdon County Mover and Shaker list by the Hunterdon Happenings list. But you were telling me that that was for the top music program.
Oh, no, that was an additional award.
Another one. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I did not know that.
That's okay. Sorry. Our school won the top music program in the county through Hunterdon Happening. That was another achievement we had.
That's so great.
Yes. It's, mentioning the Entrepreneur of the Year. Yes, we are an educational institution, but we're also business.
Sure.
So it requires a lot of creativity and effort to just make everything run smoothly. So that's probably why they picked me for that.
Well, the entrepreneur, right, because, I mean, that is what you're up against is every other business in Hunterdon County that, you know, is pretty much, this is a small town, it's a small county, I should say, really, it's all small businesses. Yeah. That's really something else, really, and especially 700 kids, because it is a business. 700 kids, and then you said you were hopefully going to open up another
Location.
Yeah, for lack of a better word.
We're in a research stage. So we don't know that yet, but, we'll make sure that you are informed as soon as we make that decision. But, yes, it's a small county, and, you know, there's so much to do for children, and there's very little time after school, and children can get tired and overwhelmed and so forth. So it's a big part of our job to make arts matter to them, to make music matter. So especially when the weather is really cold, when the roads are icy, why do you have to get in your car and come to us? So, to make sure that 700 students come to us every week and they enjoy being there, we have to speak to them. We have to speak their language. We have to really understand what they're about. And, of course, to make a case for their future development. So, when you apply for college, having music as part of your, upbringing is important. It matters. It shows that you're well-rounded. Mm-hmm. It's, sports are great. All the other activities are great. But if you can carve out some time and effort to make music part of your life, it will definitely make you more successful, happier, more balanced. And as we talked earlier about our acting program, definitely developing your emotional health as well. And just being a more balanced individual is very important. So, all the fun stuff aside, we are also, a scientific place, and we want to make sure that we do the best we can for our students and for our families.
Can you tell us a little bit about programs? Like, is it a subscription-based, a monthly-based, individual? How does your operation go? You don't have to be specific as to pricing or anything, but...
Yeah, sure. Many of our programs are run year-round. So if you're in private lessons, it is a year-round program, but we go month to month. So you can get started, and if you need to stop, you can stop anytime. You just need to give us a little bit of notice. In our group classes, many of them run September through June, especially choirs. There are some built-in performances throughout the school year. And, we are... flexible when it comes to withdrawing from our programs if need be, but our students are also aware of the fact that some of their teachers have wait lists.
Yeah.
So if they stop, when they come back, there may or may not be a spot for them with their particular teacher. And that may sound a little bit cruel.
No,
but
I think
it
it's
also
great.
Keeps them
well,
motivated.
The whole thing has, it has to do with, you know, really, I mean, I don't know this, but I would think that it has, there's a discipline factor involved.
Absolutely.
So
just like
making a commitment to the year, you know, you need to know that they're going to do that, and then dropping out and stuff isn't good.
Absolutely.
So, you know, yeah, and to know that there's other people waiting in line. You know, you're lucky as a business owner. That's a great situation.
Yeah.
And I think it's great for the kids to know that, you know what, this is a privilege.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
Yes, they're fortunate. And we always say to our parents, we are so grateful for your efforts to come out here every week, to listen to them practicing at home, to be supportive, to find a way to finance that passion, and to just be encouraging, because not all the days are good. Sometimes you can't play the song that you really like and you get frustrated, and your parents are there to say, it's okay, you can try again. And it's just tremendous. It's a team effort, again, with our families, with the teachers. Everybody is part of the learning process.
That's so great. I actually was kind of laughing because I've been, a lot of my friends out there are on Facebook and so on, and I've been teasing everybody about what I've been up to lately. But anyway, I was in church this past weekend, and I saw that they had a children's choir in our Catholic church here in St. Magdalene's, Bloomington. And I hadn't seen them before, so I just like was so into it. And like what you're talking about, I was sitting there thinking about the parents of these kids and how awesome it is that they took the time to have their kids be involved. They were so, there was mixed age. It was probably like somewhere from like maybe 7 or 8 to like 13, 14, 15, so-ish. And they were so great. And I was like, you know, this is so nice to see.
Yeah.
And it is a very big kudos to the parents.
Yes, it's, I'm sure it's very rewarding for them to see their child really shine on stage, or even just after a good lesson, just being very proud of what they've achieved and what they've learned.
That would be so much fun to watch them pretending, acting, and, you know, just doing it at home. And, you know, but I know it's a big thing. It's great. So we only have 2 minutes left. I wanted to ask you about your personal and business plans for also 2017 before we go.
Well, of course, as a business owner, I'm always very busy. So one of my personal plans is to have more time outdoors, to be healthier, to walk more, and have more time, free time, to spend with my husband. Business plans, I think I mentioned already, we are in our research stage of picking our third location and just, you know, documenting all our systems and making sure that our next location is very successful, and it's probably going to be in a very highly densely populated area so that we can grow quickly. And of course, I think some of our students from Hunter and County will benefit from having a sister location somewhere else in New Jersey.
Yeah, I love it. Well, congratulations. We are so happy to have you here today.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me here.
Oh, it's just been so great to learn about everything you're doing. And again, the awards are just, you know, it's a testament to all your hard work. And it's so nice to be recognized, and you deserve it. So
thank you.
On behalf of all of our listeners out there as talented people, it's already 3:56 at the end of the show. So again, just want to thank you again for being here. Again, her name is Valentina Jotovic of the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts. And I know the website, is it just Hunterdon Academy of the Arts? Easy to find. I saw you really easy on Twitter and so on too.
Yeah.
So if you want to reach out, and don't forget about the February 11th is the open house that you're having. So from 9 to 1, if you happen to be in the Flemington area and you want to go by and meet her and the staff, that there's the open house opportunity. So if you're contemplating, make sure you go with the best music. What was it exactly? The best music program in the county. That was voted in by 100 and Happenings, and that's where this 100 and Academy of the Arts is. So just to make sure you know the difference there. All right. Hope you have a great week. Happy New Year again, and thanks so much for listening. Take care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Mexico, in some form, and there are many different forms, will reimburse us. And they will reimburse us for the cost of the wall.
President-elect Donald Trump at his first press conference since his election, answering a question from a reporter about using taxpayer dollars to begin construction of the border wall.
I could wait about a year and a half until we finish our negotiations with Mexico, which will start immediately after we get to office, but I don't want to wait.
The Senate holding confirmation hearings for Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. He said that attention needs to be focused first and foremost in the battle against ISIS and not as much on other incidents happening in the region.
They must not distract from our utmost mission of defeating ISIS, because when everything is a priority, nothing is a priority.
A new Pew Research study says 3 out of 4 police officers say encounters with African Americans have become more hostile since President Obama took office. USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. 1 out of every 4 Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.